Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Being honest over the last 40 years that he wants power over the world government to depopulate you and your family. He even told the Wall Street Journal that and the New York Times and the London Guardian that in 2009 when he made a little special tour about it all. And so now his policy of truth is causing him a really, really big problem because folks understand what's really happening and they're facing the full horror. Because criminals like Bill Gates like to brag. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live October 3rd Sunday transmission. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. And then Harris Smith is coming in to host Sunday Live, 2 hours of live radio / TV. It only has 6 minutes of ads an hour instead of the customary 14 like syndicated radio and TV do when they are in this format. Again, I'm going to try to be as calm as I can here today, but we really should all just sit back for a moment and take a deep breath and cogitate or meditate or just think very deeply and very calmly and very serenely so it will soak in at a cerebral level. And then we have to make decisions at a cerebral level and then emotionally. Once we've made our decisions in a very calm way, use the emotions the good Lord gave us to very aggressively power our intellect against the globalists. You can intellectually decide that you're going to do something, like unscrew a despot's head, but then if you're going to do it physically, it takes the horsepower psychologically, mentally, and physically to actually break that neck quickly and easily. I just use that as a historical metaphor. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I think we should all take stake of how many people the globalists have already killed and how many people they're going to kill and how many are already walking dead. People ask me, how do you take it, all the attacks on the news, all the lies, unprecedented judge in Texas saying, you don't get a jury trial, I'm just going to shut down InfoWars. In violation of the Seventh Amendment, people ask themselves, how are you taking that? And that isn't even on the Richter scale. With the devastation and the death and the pain and the suffering and the economic crises, the dollar devaluation, the global currency devaluations we're seeing, the short supply of staple goods and of energy around the world, I'm not just telling you what's coming now and then it happens next week. I told you years ago what was going to happen, and I told you 20 months ago in early February what we'd be seeing by the fall and winter of 2021, and it's here. So I don't take any pleasure in that. I've got the globalist battle plan here, and people are finally figuring out whether it's Glenn Beck or whether it's Steven Crowder or whether it's Joe Rogan or whether it's Tucker Carlson, or whether it's anybody else that's against, you know, this corrupt leftist movement, that the left is only the foot soldiers of a scientific corporate elite that are taking over the whole planet and preparing to bankrupt the world currencies to, on its ashes, bring in their global carbon tax and their global reset. And so it's a good thing that the intellectual resistance to the leftist movement is awake now, but can we wake Congress up? Can we wake the governors up? Because if we don't move against this, we're going to go through hellish pain. Already it's going to be stratospherically bad. So I'm ready to deal with this. I'm not happy about it, but I've got my soul lined up with God, and I can deal with it. When the general public figures out and feels the pain, but when they figure out how much trouble they're in, it's going to be explosive, and it's going to be hellish, and it's going to be dangerous. That's exactly what Klaus Schwab has been playing the whole time. Only full awakening to it and getting right with God can save us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I want everybody to brace yourselves, and I really want everybody to then let this show can decide what you're going to do about it. But we have Mike Adams, who's a great engineer and a very smart man, joining us to break down a lawyer who's prominent, who just pointed out and put a story out that's gone viral, and Mike Adams expanded on it. With the Pentagon's AI, main AI project that was monitoring COVID-19 worldwide, but particularly in the U.S., that was launched last April, and its findings. And the findings are very conclusive that the individuals that have taken the mRNA injections that they call vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, are having their immune systems erased within 5 to 6 months, and then are developing ADE. And ADE is something you don't want. Because if you come in contact with any other type of cold virus, you have a violent cytokine storm and generally die. And when they see this happen, they're claiming it's COVID killing you, and they're blaming the unvaccinated. But it's all in the Pentagon report. We've got the slideshow from the Pentagon. And Mike Adams joins us coming up in T-minus 24 minutes to go over that. We also have a lot of huge news on the economy and the so-called spending budget that is almost $4 trillion that gives hundreds of billions of dollars to Democrat operatives on the streets to steal elections and basically sow racial division. We've got all that, but it's okay. House Budget Committee Chairman says the federal government can, quote, afford anything and that money is unlimited. This is a real video, a real quote, and we're going to talk about what that really means. It means food shortages. It means collapse of civilizations. It means Venezuela. When they start telling you in Weimar, Germany in the 1920s, or they start telling you in the 1990s in Zimbabwe, Africa, or they start telling you in the 2000s in places in South America like Venezuela, that they got plenty of money and that money's unlimited, the government can, quote, do anything, candy bar the door, you're going to see what's already happening. Food prices exploding, commodity prices exploding, long lines. It's really bad in Europe, really bad in Australia, really bad in the UK. And they're now saying food shortages throughout Christmas and basically no Christmas. And CNN blames America in a headline, how America ruined Christmas. If we would have just all taken our shots, our third and fourth shots, we would have all saved the world. Everything's our fault. Aren't they nice folks over at CNN? I thought it was Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. That's all coming up. And the crew makes a good point. They put up an article from last year in the New York Times. Oh, instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us as global food crisis looms. Back then they said 87 million people went to the verge of starvation. An extra 20-plus million did die. New numbers are out. Looks like another 40 million extra will die this year. So that's 60 million people Klaus Schwab killed with the lockdowns and the people wearing masks and saying they were heroes and staying in. Because when the first world shuts down, the third world dies. They die, and then those that live flood us and flood over our borders. And we've got, it's now 80,000 documented coming towards the border. Another 10,000 or so over a few days are coming across just from Haiti. But an 80,000 just broke through Thursday across the Guatemala border, UN directed. 80,000 the Mexican government confirms. 80,000 marching and taking UN buses up to the Texas border. Other than broken up and same number again, 80%. I'm not kidding, pull it up. 80, so I'm not saying 80,000, 80%. 80,000 are now coming, and of the 40,000 or so that already got here in the last month, 80%, you can look it up, Biden administration releases 80% of the 80,000. So you do the math, that's more than 60,000 right there for you. So simply incredible. Right now, let's just dive into the COVID worldwide police state news. Representative Adam Schiff says YouTube ban on vaccine skepticism doesn't go far enough. Any criticism, including local news or even doctors showing you the inserts of regular vaccines and the side effects, you're not allowed as a consumer or a doctor to have consumer reports. All of it's banned. This is what Facebook said 2 years ago about me. They said, no positive Alex Jones, only negative. That was an actual statement. Same thing here. Only positive stuff about vaccines, all vaccines. Not just this mRNA gene therapy, but real vaccines like measles, mumps, rubella, experimental vaccines that are killing people for HIV, you name it, for Ebola. You are not to post an article about it or talk about it. It's so good for you. No, they admit it can kill you. Continuing, Twitter censors obituary of COVID vaccine victim. The doctors confirm she died of a heart attack. The young woman, the young mother, 30 years old when she took the shot. And they just said that's not allowed. So you can go read the screenshots of them being restricted and blocked for yourself. But she's dead now. Heart attack. It says on the insert, up until a few months ago, there was nothing on the inserts, remember? But now it says, oh, myocarditis and a bunch of other forms of heart attacks. Oh, and here's another one for you. Denver police officer and father of four takes the jab and now cannot walk. But that's okay. You know, it's for the greater good, right? Newsom unleashes mass culling of America's children. California Governor Gavin Newsom has done the unthinkable, ignored the research, ignored the deaths, ignored the doctors and parents that will rise up like a firestorm in the next few days, weeks, and months as he moves against the children. That's to give vaccine liability protection. Because first it was experimental, now that's expiring. So they lie and say, oh, it's approved when it's not. They've approved the official vaccine in 2025. Call sleight of hand. But by him mandating it for children at a state level, it kicks in emergency authorization. Rick Perry did something really bad, and Rick Perry's better than these guys, but when he approved the Gardasil experimental shot 14 years ago that had killed people in other countries, live virus vaccine, and then when he recommended it, made it, quote, sanctioned, but it wasn't forced, but it was on the list of what they want you to take to go to school, and they try to lie and say you have to, but that then gave liability protection to the drug in the United States, and it caused a lot of deaths and problems, and now you don't see him pushing Gardasil shots, do you? Continuing, though, video, healthcare workers burn scrubs in protest of New York vaccine mandate out in the streets by the thousands. Gee, don't listen to nurses and doctors that have seen 9-10 months of the vaccine killing people here in the U.S. and maiming them. No, they were the heroes before, right? But now they're not. And Brazil's Bolsonaro is what I wish Trump would have been. Brazil's Bolsonaro unchained. If you accept this vaccination passport, it will lead to population control and eugenics. That story up on Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and also NationalFile.com. And Fauci says unvaccinated should not be able to work or go to school in a new statement on Face the Nation. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, here's the AP. Israel tightens COVID green pass rules, sparking protest. Oh, look at this. They took the first two shots, and now Israel has the highest rates of deaths and illnesses in the world, over 90% injected, vaccinated. And now, booster jab every 6 months, 1.5 million double-dosed and recovered Israelis, people that actually got sick from the shots, lose green pass privileges as stricter COVID-19 rules kick in. Oh, stricter rules that you'll put in your body what we say, when we say, of experimental injections, or now you can't go outside. And if you compare Israel to Sweden or Palestine or anywhere that's much lower vaccine rates, they have the highest rate in the world compared to other places like them. Large countries that do not have high vaccination rates, they have very low illness rates. Here's some of the numbers from Israel. You can see Sweden compared. They've got one-tenth the cases and illnesses that Israel has. And they're protesting all over Europe. Freedom without certificates. Thousands protest against COVID passports and planned vaccine mandates in Romania. That's all up on InfoWars.com. Very, very important. But, SNL and Hollywood looking down its nose at us. Does a skit making fun of parents protesting forced injections for their children to go to school and the fact that it's color of law and you don't have to. They're trying to make it actually a law and a mandate, but nobody's passed the law yet. It's all just bureaucracies and media and the executive branch and drug companies ordering you what to do and a bunch of Hollywood trash making fun of you when I can assure you Hollywood's exempt and so is Congress and so is the CDC. Look it up. They're exempt, but you're not. You're a slave. It's all coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
p.m. Central. Only way this dog hunts and gets out of the phantom zone of censorship is when you take action and tell strangers and friends and neighbors and co-workers and family and everybody else about the broadcast that lives at freeworldnews.tv, infowars.com/show. So I just read you a lot of really important news. But coming up next segment, we're going to show you the Pentagon documents. And the Pentagon report and the Pentagon PowerPoint published by the Pentagon. And a lead lawyer, Thomas Renz, who is currently lead counsel in three of the major big national lawsuits, is filing this as his evidence. And it's very clear. I've shown it to medical doctors. I've shown it to statisticians. And it's all right there. It's all in what the Pentagon released with their big COVID AI analysis program. And it's also what we see in the October report by the CDC before they even approved the vaccine. They'd already done some secretive trials in the UK, and it was causing heart attacks. And they said this will probably cause myocarditis, heart swelling, and also straight-up heart attacks. So that's going on. And so when you have a heart attack and die, whether you're 12 years old or whether you were, you know, Hank Aaron and were 80 years old or whatever, 79 years old, they just try to suppress that fact. So that's what's coming out. And, yeah, this came out months ago, but now even more information has come out. 50,000 patients died soon after, within 14 days after getting COVID-19 vaccines, says whistleblower. That's why the CDC doesn't count somebody who dies from the COVID-19 vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, in the first 14 days. They count it as unvaccinated. But that's during the period that if it's going to kill you quick, it's going to kill you. So if you're a radio listener, understand everything I'm saying we're putting on screen. Don't believe a word I say. Go check it out for yourself. That's why the system's constantly trying to demonize us and constantly trying to shut us down and has gotten rid of my due process. It is because they are dismantling this country. This country is in a war for its survival. And if Congress and others don't fully wake up to it, it's over. I can tell you that I've talked to basically all the top talk show hosts in the country. I mean, all the top ones. The top five I talked to, and they're all totally awake now. They've all checked it all out. They know it's all true. They're doing as much as they can to bring this out. But if the governors and the people in the legislatures and the Republican leadership don't get hardcore, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to start doing civil disobedience and things just to bring this out so much that it forces it out, because we're under UN global corporate attack. That's what the Great Reset is. And the Congress and the FBI is all prepared for a foreign state enemy when the main state is Facebook and Twitter and Google and the Chi-Coms and all these big consortiums of power. And take Big Pharma. The central banks are the most powerful. They're the private shareholders of the European, U.S., Australian, New Zealand, Canadian banks. They issue the currency and credit. The federal government doesn't. And they own Big Pharma. That's the second largest combine. And then it's defense, and then it's media, and so on. And former Australian member of parliament says Pfizer and AstraZeneca paid lobbyists to direct Australia's leaders to push vaccine mandates. Video. Well, I don't need him to tell me that. It's true. They've spent billions in the U.S. in the last decade buying up politicians, billions in Europe, and hundreds of millions in Australia. That's why when Pfizer CEO came on TV a month ago and he said, I don't care if the two top scientists quit at the FDA over these shots, we're going to have boosters. And 3 weeks later, they did. I don't care what the scientists on the CDC and FDA board say, even if it's in law that we follow what they say. It's going to happen. And Fauci said it's going to happen, too. And it is. Because they are bought and paid for. And the Justice Department won't indict them, so that's where we are. We're literally in the hands of a big pharma cartel that's merged with big tech. Big tech is heavily invested in all this. And that's why YouTube, all of them come out and said, there will be no criticism of any vaccine. And now they're, or, hell, maybe if a drug makes you have a heart attack, you can't talk about it. It already happens with the shots. So you can find that video at Infowars.com. It's also on GatewayPundit.com. A former Australian member of parliament came out and said Pfizer and AstraZeneca are paying lobbyists to direct Australia's leaders to push vaccine mandates. Clive Palmer, leader of the United Australia Party, claimed outside New South Wales premier was told she would be charged with a corruption probe if she imposed a vaccine mandate. And it turns out that, yeah, that's why the New South Wales lady stepped down, was she was openly getting reportedly over $1 million herself from Big Pharma to do this. And we're not just talking about for campaign money, folks. We mean paid. That's how you get a lockstep operation. I mean, what has Bill Gates done for 30 years? It's mainstream news. He spent over $100 million of tax-exempt money and government money he got, just like Soros doesn't spend his own money. Soros gets State Department money to run his refugee operations. Well, Gates got Ford and Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation money and all his money tax-exempt and then a bunch of taxpayer money to then go out and buy up all of the major health departments and national health institutes around the world. He got kicked out of more than 30 countries, including India, for running illegal secret vaccine testing that killed people. Look this up. And now they just bum rush everybody with the COVID fear into doing this and think they've committed a crime so big we'll never wake up to it. Wayne Root, very smart talk show host, big article on Gateway Pundit, says it's time for civil disobedience. Here's how we stop Biden vaccine mandates. And I agree with this article. In fact, I want to tell the crew, post that article or link to it, please, in the live show feed today. You know, every day we have a show headline or the live show feed that we post. You can share in today's headline just says there's a global awakening happening and incredible things unfolding. Tune in to find out how you can be part of the solution. And please tune in and share the link. There it is. Sunday Live. Incredible world developments are taking place. Tune in to be part of the future. And more on that page every day that's on the front page, that's a new page, we'll add certain key things that I cover on the show under it. And one of them is going to be this battle plan for peaceful civil disobedience. Now, we're going to come back and hit the COVID news. That's the biggest ever. I mean, this is the Pentagon confirming what all the top scientists have been screaming. And let that sink in. It's not theoretical that if you take these shots, it's going to cause this syndrome where your body then attacks itself. And it's fatal a large portion of the time, around half the time, because you just keep getting sick, having autoimmune responses that are extremely violent, like the 1917 Spanish flu was a similar natural occurrence of this, where you've been exposed to a virus, but then the next time you're exposed to a similar virus, you just have a huge autoimmune response in your lungs filled with water, and you swell up. It's like once you've been stung by a bee, and then you have an overreaction to the bee. So this is just unbelievable. It's what happened in rats and similar studies we covered ad nauseum. So that's coming up. And then Democrats have been caught in giant false flag attacks, giant stage stories, giant hoaxes. We're not supposed to question big events, but a lot of the time they're totally staged. So I've got two big ones after Mike Adams leaves us, including Roe v. Wade. Did you know it's now admitted and they've released the documents and they've gone public, including the woman that filed Roe v. Wade? And it turns out it was all fake. She was not raped. She did not abort a baby illegally. And the baby is now 50 years old and has gone public. But that's only part of the false flags by Democrats. Black woman masquerading as KKK Klan member terrorized neighbors and finally got caught by the cops in the act. That's all coming up. So just every day we've got new false flag news for you on the left. They don't want me to question them, but I'm going to question them. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months. Very popular. Twice as strong as Knockout. Probably too strong for some people. Totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Red Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are living in the most historic times of human history. There's no doubt about that. And we're all being put into an anti-human psychological warfare test by completely divorced from God, satanic behavioral psychologist, and the mega bank owners that are financing them. We are seeing the elites of the planet, if you use that term for them, in open war against civilization. Fauci says you can't go visit your family this Christmas because of COVID that he cooked up in a lab. But Hollywood doesn't have to wear their mask at their big galas. And when they see Biden on 9/11 with hundreds of other bureaucrats behind the stage, they weren't wearing masks. They only put them on for public consumption. It's all a fraud. While they block the real vitamins and minerals and drugs that they know would protect you. Mike Adams joins us. He did a great job reporting a story that broke Thursday evening. A lot of different angles to it. He went with the angle of AI-powered DOD data analysis program named Project Solace. Shatters official vaccine narrative, shows ADE accelerating in the fully vaccinated with each passing week. And there's other angles to it, but ADE is the big one. And again, for people that saw this and didn't follow the links, I have a whole stack of articles here that I'll show TV viewers first. This is from mainstream news. This is from the Pentagon's own site. Effectiveness of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines against the Delta variant amongst 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries 65 years and older. This is a particular study. Came out September 28, 2021. It got discovered by a lawyer that's involved in these lawsuits against them, and it's now come out. So this is put out by the Pentagon. Here's articles about it from mainstream news. Pentagon AI tool for battling coronavirus holds lessons for war. That's September last year. Pentagon will use AI to predict panic buying COVID-19 hotspots. April of last year. JAICs, that's Pentagon's new Project Solace, links up supply chain data in the fight against coronavirus. Where it counts, U.S. leads in artificial intelligence, DOD news. Okay, so this is a real thing. Here it is. And, oh, you're not seeing this in the news, though. Now, suddenly, they're quiet about Project Solace because of what it's found. So for people that don't know what this ADE is and how it was predicted by all the top experts and how it's now confirmed to be here, Mike Adams is going to lay this out and talk about the ramifications of what the study shows, because each week it wanes in its effectiveness and your immune system becomes more, not just your, some of your cells lowered, your T cells, your killer cells are deactivated. That's a side issue. Other antibodies are turned way up, and that's what ADE is. So Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, a great engineer, great researcher, he's got the best analysis of this out there. Tell us what this means.
Well, first of all, Alex, this is OSINT, or open source intelligence, right? So this has been on the Humetrics website as of Friday. It was still live on there. I don't know if it's there now. But this is DOD. This is their JAIC, their artificial intelligence program. So no one can argue that this is not some secret source somewhere. This is open source intelligence. What it shows, a couple of very important things. One is that the negative side effects from the vaccine get worse over time with each passing week. And so the negative outcomes, which includes hospitalizations and ICU outcomes, as well as deaths, it's very bad at 3 to 4 months, but it roughly doubles in about 6 months. Now, this looks like a flatline projection. So if we continue to project this out further in time to, let's say, 9 months or 12 months, which is coming up in our immediate future, it looks like this is going to triple the three-month negative effects, or perhaps quadruple the three-month negative effects at 12 months. And it looks like, Alex, that we're going to see probably, this is just my estimation, this is not in the report, but by my estimation, we're going to see millions of Americans suffering severe hospitalizations and deaths over the next 6 months due to the vaccines. So that's where we are.
Please continue, Mike.
Okay. So the other major finding of this report is that the number one most important factor that reduced serious complications over time was to have a previous COVID-19 infection. So this document actually confirms that natural immunity is the number one best protective effect against negative outcomes following vaccination. Let me state that in a little bit different way, because I know it sounds odd, but
a lot of people are taking the vaccines even though they've already had the illness and been sick. And so what we're finding is people that naturally already had it, even though this injection has compromised them and set them up for death, the body is so smart it's able to figure it out if it's already been in contact with it, because it's the vaccine itself creating that in the body. Is that right?
Well, yes, that's part of it. But recognize that if here's the weird
logic. Start over. This is really important. Okay. This is really important.
Yeah. If you plan to get vaccinated, according to these data put out by the DOD, the number one thing that you can do to survive the vaccine is to get COVID before you take the vaccine. That's in the data. That's what it shows. So for those people who have been infected and then they get the vaccine, they are probably likely to have lower incidence of negative outcomes versus people who never had any infection and then they got
the report
vaccine.
Says that. It shows how incredible our body is. It gets it, learns how. It later gets the deadly vaccine and then isn't as apt to go into the ADE.
Yeah, exactly. But also notice the last slide of this, slide 17. It also shows the ethnic groups that are most affected by this. That's slide 17, and it shows that Native Americans have the highest rate of increased odds of negative outcomes. So if you're Native American and you're getting this vaccine, you have about a 1.5 times higher risk of death and negative side effects compared to Caucasians. If you're Hispanic, it's about a roughly 1.3 to 1.4 times greater odds. If you're Black, it's something more like 1.25, roughly in that range. But the point is, this vaccine has ethnic effects that, there have been many people out there warning about the possibility of this vaccine being a biological weapon. For example, Louis Farrakhan warning about this. And I have to say, whether or not you agree with Louis Farrakhan on other things, this theory is plausible based on these data. It does have a different effect based on the ethnic background of the person being infected. So there's no other way to interpret this. Again, it's not some super secret data source. This is data straight out of the DOD and the Humetrics platform, which is the data aggregation and monitoring platform that Medicare uses to monitor long-term effects or health outcomes based on specific medical interventions.
That's right. Let's take our time and explain it. Your article at naturalnews.com does it. It's on InfoWars.com. You have links right to the Pentagon's own subgroup site. It's there. This is real. You can find articles about how they're doing it. So this is confirmed. This just broke Friday or Thursday. This is just now starting to come out. And it's what we already see in the real numbers. It's what we've already been reporting as people reading the news and talking to scientists. This just confirms it with AI scanning millions of people.
That's right. 5.6 million people in this group. And the data projections are very clear. And again, this is enhanced by the same artificial intelligence system that the DOD is using to try to project supply line shortages, which, by the way, we got to talk about that next segment. The supply line, I mean, this is a wartime embargo against the United States, in my view, not letting the ships dock, causing food shortages, lots of scarcity, famine.
This is Build Back Better. And CNN says it's our fault. We are the reason. No, it's Fauci and Bill Gates and the UN.
Yeah, exactly. And we are facing a real dark winter. That's their plan. That's their engineering. But a dark winter die-off, Alex. And the other thing to keep in mind is that the CDC gathers census data on aggregate deaths in America. But their data sets can be about 2 years behind schedule. So they're not going to tell us the truth about the excess mortality caused by vaccines in 2021 until about 2023. So they're going to try to bury this for as long as possible and tell you that, no, you didn't see your neighbor die. You didn't see your relative die after taking the vaccine. No, that was the variant. So
shows how desperate they are that not just me, but all over, Democrat courts are getting rid of due process for conservatives and nationalists. It is they are going for broke. This is a foreign multinational takeover. Mike Adams is our guest. We're going to come back and recap this. And then I was on the same simpatico with Mike. I want to get into supply chain breakdowns all over the Western world and what that means straight ahead.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that makes you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Mike Adams with us 15 minutes of the next hour. And we're going to get into Democrats caught again in major false flag attacks, including KKK attacks, rape attacks, you name it. That's even Newsweek reporting on that. I'm going to be getting to that coming up after Mike leaves us. And then Harrison Smith's going to host Sunday Live tonight. He's got so much to cover, so many clips, so many calls. But I want to finish up with this and then get into supply chain because, Mike, you're a major business owner. You supply a lot of things around the world and the country. You're very prolific like we are. You experience what we experience, trying to get high-quality products for your supplements and other things. Sometimes we're selling ourselves 6-8 months because we won't cut quality or buy it from China. So I want to talk about that here in a few minutes. But just going back to this, because we could talk 10 hours about this, to have the Pentagon's main AI program that's all over the news, monitoring deaths, monitoring what's happening, and then they just put out a report, what it does, and they're honest about it, but no political statements are in it, and it says that you're way more likely to die if you've had these shots, that it's erasing your regular immune system and then making your immune system turn way up, though, if it comes into contact with a similar virus. Not just COVID, but any other coronavirus. I mean, for those that don't know historically what this means and why all these top scientists were warning about ADE, you should probably spend some time on that.
Well, this is following exactly what people like Sherry Tenpenny warned about. and also Dr. Richard M. Fleming, who you've had on, I think, yesterday as well. This is what the animal studies showed when they tried to develop a vaccine for SARS coronavirus variants early on, many years ago. This is why the animals were dying. So there's really no surprises in this. The surprise would be if people weren't dying from this vaccine. So everything that's showing is tracking right along with our worst fears, and it means that we're probably headed for a real die-off dark winter. They're going to try to cover it up desperately, but they won't be able to stop it. So, Alex, their strategy is going to be, what do they blame? Instead of the vaccine, they're going to have to blame the unvaccinated, even if they get more and more, a higher percentage of the American public to be vaccinated, they're going to still have to blame the unvaccinated. But yeah, antibody-dependent enhancement, this is a very real phenomenon. It is kicking in. And don't forget that Delta is not the last variant. They probably have, remember the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA and the coverage of that by Drastic, that organization, and they confirmed there were hundreds of variants of SARS-CoV-2 that had been created through the NIH Fauci funding of that whole operation. So, folks, this has only just begun.
And I figured, Mike, we didn't talk before you came on about what you all the details, but I'd have it ready for you. The London Telegraph: Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bat caves. Leaked papers reveal with nanotech to burrow through the skin and the lungs, which you and General Flynn and Dr. Bartlett have been saying for now 6-8 months clearly is happening. The way it's regionally hitting Texas, Missouri, regionally hitting South Dakota, regionally hitting Florida when we had the lowest numbers. And the experts in the Pentagon told me, they said, Alice, we can't tell you how we know this, but I had Dr. Bartlett tell me this a while ago off air, and now he's confirmed that on air, that, you know, he talked to Flynn, and Flynn was, you know, the head of operations in 2017 and had access to this. By the way, Flynn's going to be in studio soon. I'm going to leave it at that. And Flynn was telling people off record just, you know, 6 months ago, was saying, hey, they're spraying this out on the public. This isn't being naturally spread. They're releasing a nanotech form of the virus. And now that's in their own Peter Daszak reports from Fauci to the Pentagon, trying to get them to spend $14 million on this in 2017. So that's why Flynn knew about this, but didn't say it was classified. He just said, I think that's what's happening, and now it's come out. So this is, again, beyond bombshell.
And once again, we are citing now public documents. So what you're referring to is absolutely correct. They talked about aerosolized vaccination, and that was in the proposal, the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA, which DARPA rejected because even DARPA said this is too crazy. But understand, they were talking about skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticles, which were the spike proteins. And again, when they say aerosolized vaccination, what they mean is an aerosolized release. So can they do aerosolized releases of these toxic nanoparticles this coming winter? Could they release this in the United States? Could they target a particular city? Have they already done so in the past? Personally, this is my opinion, Alex, but I believe they've already done so, and I think they're planning to do so again, and I think they are going to continue to commit genocide against the not just the American people, but everybody around the world to try to drive people into the vaccines while they're crashing the economy and causing widespread suffering and death and destitution.
As we said 20 months ago here on air, they will then blame the unvaccinated for the vaccinated dying and others, but to cover it up, they'll then just spray the general public, like my dad and countless others, and almost kill them. And then now we have General Flynn again telling folks a year ago and 6 months ago and 3 months ago privately, no, these are nanoparticles being sprayed by them that they developed and with the Chi-Coms. And now we have the documents where they did it. I mean, we have them, Mike, and so it's incredible.
Well, and don't forget the military replacement strategy that's now in play with Governor Hochul announcing she's firing all the nurses, the hospital workers who were unvaccinated last year and they were fine. Now this year, they're being fired. They're taking the people with natural immunity who would be the most qualified to function in a hospital environment, and they're kicking them to the curb and then bringing in National Guard military troops in New York City. Well, this model, Alex, is going to be replicated across the country with first responders. So as they start to fire police officers, sheriff's deputies, ambulance drivers, paramedics, EMTs, and so on, guess who who's going to replace them, at least in the blue states, it's going to be National Guard, i.e. military troops driving the ambulances, military troops driving the
and
gas.
And they're getting used to martial law. This is all the lockdowns or martial law drills. 20 months ago, we predicted after the lockdowns, by the next winter, they would have troops in the streets because it's a formula. They've already done it in Australia. And here's the headline, How America Ruined Christmas. Oh, it's our fault. We didn't take all the shots. That's why the ships won't come off from China. Oh, Build Back Better, the UN Klaus Schwab Great Reset Statement. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Hillary and them are so happy, because they are just ruthless killers. No, it's not America that's to blame. It's the COVID-19 Great Reset of Klaus Schwab, ladies and gentlemen.
My prediction is people are going to see troops on the streets by Christmas, and they're going to see bodies piling up in certain areas, of course, with a false narrative stating, no, it couldn't have been the vaccines. But this is what we're going to see. This is the winter die-off. This is the sort of soft coup military replacement of the infrastructure of first responders and medical workers. And even you may have even at some point troops in certain areas at grocery stores checking your vaccine passports before you're allowed to come in and shop for food. And in Israel, they've already announced that people who had two vaccines but not the third one are no longer have your freedom. Your green pass is revoked. You're only a double vaxxer, not a triple vaxxer. And then that's going to get updated to quadruple vaxxers soon, and then the triple vaxxers will be revoked. You're going to have to keep getting injected with spike proteins until you die or you stand up and say enough. But by that time, how much damage have you undergone? Do you have a vascular system remaining? Do you even have a neurological system that's still functioning? And by the way, sorry, Alex, if I'm running on here, but we're seeing more vaccidents as well. The tow truck drivers and the ambulance drivers, they know all across America, they're responding to more and more traffic accidents. These are caused by people having blood clots, you know, the microclots as they're driving.
Government came out and said record heart attacks, blood clots up 25%, heart attacks up 25% from the blood clots. And exactly now when there's mass death at the hospital, the military will be there to control it. It's a martial law atmosphere. We're being inducted into the Great Reset, into the communist takeover.
That's right, and almost sorry to bring this up, but you know where this is going with Joe Biden signing the executive order that says they can take you away for a measles infection. To your listeners, do you realize that the CDC can declare a measles outbreak in an entire area? They can say this neighborhood has measles.
And that is a shielding area where they're going to, quote, lock everybody else down to protect them from a, quote, neighborhood.
And they can take you out of your homes. They can put you in a green zone camp that they've described on their own website.
And by the way, this has already happened in Australia, and they're only ratcheting up there. The documents came out permanent. They tend to have millions of the population live in camps basically forever. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Stay there. Folks, this is not a drill. You know it's not a game now. I can tell you that I've been around other big national talk show hosts and others. Everybody knows it's the end. Everybody understands this. And I feel so sorry for the public. That's when people ask, hey, they say you lost your lawsuit. You don't get a jury trial. People go, that's unconstitutional, Seventh Amendment. They don't care. They've all been told the country's going down, and they think they're the winners. But, of course, they won't. Everybody in the system that served it is going down as well. In fact, they're most of the people that have taken the shots. It's going to be Democrats dying in mass from the injections they've taken. I mean, this is biblical. Get right with God. Get prepared. Get ready. Because this is going down. This is going down. This is the reality. You've got to read the article. You've got to understand what the ADE is. You've got to warn everybody you know. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. And any one of these broadcasts should be our last, okay? I hope we're going to still be here in a year or a month, but we don't know. So don't take anything for granted. Warn everyone you know now. You are the Paul Revere's.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.